Hour number two of the Lauren Brooker Show. Tomorrow on the show, we'll talk to Lori Amel. Jury selection starting today in the former world junior hockey player sex abuse scandal. How is that going to play out? How does jury selection work for all those? Because there's like five, right? Lori Amel will give his opinions on this election, keeping in mind that some of his parents or his dad, I think, is buried in a communist cemetery in Trump. So I have no idea. Anyway, that's going on tomorrow. Also, the director of education for the public school board, Catherine MacGyver, joins us in studio after 10. But right now, ladies and gentlemen,
it's federal election time and your vote matters. You're listening to Meet the Candidate on the Lauren Brooker Show on CJBQ.
And of course, also on your TV, you can watch, I believe they show it at 6 o'clock at night. So tonight and then throughout the campaign. Right now, we are privileged in studio. It's very weird because this guy has been on my show probably since day one and has always been of different opinion on politics. And then he got into municipal politics. And now he is running for federal politics. He wants to be your member of parliament for the riding of Bay of Quinte for the Liberals. We say hello to Chris Millett. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Lauren. Good morning to all your listeners as well.
613-969-1545 is the number. And as I always say, it is much better to have you call during these things and ask questions than me. So our phone lines are always open right from the beginning. And it's going to be, and I was thinking about how I'm going to do this interview because, you know, unlike some of the candidates, I think people know you. You're obviously very media savvy. So I'm going to ask this question before I ask, who is Chris Millett? Ever thought you'd be sitting here? Like, you are sitting here as the Liberal candidate to be a member of parliament after 30 years plus writing about Liberal candidates and Liberals and Conservatives and NDPs and Bob Rays and All these people from Trudeau.
Calling them every name
in the book. And here you are
sitting
here wanting to do the same job.
Yeah, I could jokingly say it's about time I took my lumps. But no, it's anybody who's known me, and I have to apologize. I am coming. This is one of the dangers of being in a campaign for 4 or 5 weeks. You're shaking a lot of hands. You're in rooms with a lot of people.
Are you telling me you're sick?
No, I was sick. I'm recovering now. So,
okay, good.
You know, anyway, if I sound like I'm a frog here, that's why. But anyway, no, a lot of my friends and family will know. I told anybody who would listen, the last thing I'll ever do is get involved in party politics. And
here you are.
Here's the last thing I'll ever do. But here I am. And quite simply, the reason I got in was, you know, it's not hyperbole. This is one of the most important elections of our lifetime, and the stakes are too high, and I just said, okay, just the simple life experience I've had, as you mentioned, you know, 30, actually it's 36 if you take in the couple of years I did at the weeklies in town, in the news media, and I just saw everything unfold for all those years. I have that wealth of knowledge and connection with the riding, all of the areas of the riding, and I thought, okay, what have you got to offer? Am I just going to take that? I'm not writing memoirs. I'm going to use it actually to contribute. So right now, and with the threat of Donald Trump to the South, and I quite frankly, I just couldn't bear the thought of Pierre Poilievre being our prime minister and representing us at this time. So, you know, it's one of it was the jumping off point.
You're not a 30 or 40 year old guy.
No.
You're in your 60s.
I am. 68, as a matter of fact.
So you have a history, but people are new to this community, right?
Yeah.
The newspaper barely exists anymore, and certainly not with you in it.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So why don't you introduce yourself and tell people who you are? You are, listen, I've traveled around the world with you, I know you very well. You're quite an interesting guy. You've had a pretty involved life. You haven't just sat around and done nothing.
No, I'm a Windsor kid. You're an Ottawa kid. Most of us here are from somewhere. I like to tell people I'm not from here, but I am now of here. I came here in 1979 to work at the Intelligencer. At the time, I had to look up Belleville on the map, and that's a true story. I was working at the weekly newspaper in Hanover, up near Owen Sound, and I got transferred here from Thompson Newspapers, been here ever since. And during that time, I covered every beat imaginable. I mean, when you were a rookie cub reporter at the Intel, you cover service clubs, everything else. And, you know, my first municipal council was Thurlow Township Council. Council meetings under former Reeve Ken York in Caniffton. And they said, Chris, we can't drink the water here. There's a fridge over there, and you can have a Coca-Cola if you like a Coca-Cola. Don't touch the beer in the bottom shelf. So, you know, that was the kind of thing when I first started here. But over the years, I did just about every beat in the place, except, I believe, for education. I covered courts and cops. I covered City Hall. I covered CFP Trenton. And through that, I managed to change my worldview greatly, because at that time through the 90s, you know, it was up to the base commander and the base command staff to allow media to accompany flights overseas on deployments. So I got to Somalia, Haiti, Bosnia, Hurricane Mitch relief in Honduras, and all the vacation hotspots.
Oh, really? Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
But no, it actually helped change my worldview greatly. It made me a lot more proud of Canada, because when you see the work we do overseas, that gets very little, if any, attention. That's the kind of thing that, I get chills to this day thinking of that. But anyway, it's getting back to Canada. I became city editor of the newspaper, directing a newsroom, news coverage. And of course, you know, we had the, as I like to say, we covered the triumphs, the tragedies, and just the horrors of, you know, everyday life in this community, including Russell Williams, not the least. You know, we came through it all the stronger. And after I retired, I thought, what am I going to do to, you know, I just take all of that experience and just go sit on the sidelines, maybe go to Tim's, have a coffee, mm-hmm. or, you know, down to the dugout for a beer. I got involved in municipal politics, and I've been there 6 years now, and really, really enjoying that.
You have two daughters.
I do.
You are married to a county girl.
I am married to Sandy White, Wellington.
Right.
Yep. Born and raised county girl, and she's watched the changing face of the county. Yeah.
I got to imagine, though, that that's a little bonus for you to have a spouse who is from the county, because let's be honest,
I get insight.
This is an interesting geographical riding,
mm-hmm.
and names mean something, mm-hmm. and the White name, certainly in the southern part of the county, south western part of the county, is
Sandy knows everybody,
right?
I mean, it's incredible. I'll go anywhere with her, and you know, people recognize her and they look at me and they go, who the hell is
yeah
that
right
guy? Yeah.
So it's good for you.
Yeah,
but here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
You just mentioned your long history of covering all these things,
right.
all these
yep.
politics.
Yep. Yep. And I've known some great characters in this area, political characters.
So how could you not be jaded enough, right? I mean, you've seen the bad and you've seen some good. There's been some great politicians who've
yep.
really made a
yep.
difference here. But the jade, how can you not be jaded enough that you can run in this election?
Well, and it's a good question, because it does become very easily to become jaded. And I've worked along. I've known cops. I've known reporters. We're kind of professions where it's the standard uniform is to become a little jaundiced, as they say, and jaded. I, to some points, was in some respects. Maybe for a while I was maybe a little overly snarky when I was commenting on some of these things. I've rounded off the edges and realized, you know, there were people that were in it for the right reasons. And I believe I'm one of them. I believe every one of my candidates in this election, my fellow candidates, are in it for the right reasons. But it's something that comes with experience, I believe. You realize that, trust me, after, you know, the past 4 or 5 weeks of this, I can tell you, nobody's in this for personal enhancement because it's grueling.
And, you've served for how many years now? Is it 5.5, 6 years?
Just about 6 years on city council, yeah.
It's nonpartisan, right? And you're an independent contractor.
You know what? And this is what I love about municipal politics because it is apolitical, as
right.
you mentioned.
So you're an independent contractor. Yep. You listen to people and you make your choice and you vote.
Mm-hmm.
That is not what's going to happen.
No.
You are not an unopinionated man. As a matter of fact, you spent a good chunk of your career writing a weekly opinion piece in the newspaper.
Correct.
Let's assume on Monday you get elected. You go to Ottawa, and they tell you to sit down and shut up. How mm-hmm. are you going to do that?
Well, I'd like
Here's
to say...
Here's your seat, way in the back.
I'd like to
sit
say...
Sit down
I'd
and
like
shut
to say
up.
It's the old nobody puts baby in the corner kind of
right.
thing. But, I understand that it's a, we have a party whip who will tell me, Millett, here's what you're going to do. You're going to show up in the house on this day. I know all that. I had some experience with the former MP and current mayor, Neil Ellis. He's shared an awful lot of his stories with me. And, of course, I've known MPs back as far as Jack Ellis, probably the last good, great, truly progressive conservative I've seen in this area was Jack Ellis. And we got to be personal friends. So I do know how it works. I do like to point out, though, that it's not as whipped as a lot of people say. And when I say whipped, there's a party whip who actually does tell you what to do.
Yeah, it's old language, right? I hate how, you know, the words power of attorney or
whip.
Party whip.
Yeah.
Maybe back in the day they actually did have
a whip.
Well,
they may have a whip, but...
But it is essentially the vice principal of the party who mm-hmm. is keeping you... It's keeping you...
Well, and it will chafe, I'm sure, an awful lot will. Can you imagine Charlie Angus, for instance, being told what to do by anybody? I mean, the guy's a former punk rocker, but
right.
he served 20-some years in the House.
I guess the point I'm just making is that...
I don't have to park my opinions and my beliefs at the door.
Right.
You know, I will still be Chris Millett representing this riding, and I'll still be, you know, as feisty as I've ever been.
Okay. I think we need to get to some politics because that is the true issue of this election. I think a lot of people know you and they know Ryan Williams mm-hmm. and a lot of people have been going to the polls. I voted yesterday and the lineups are big and people are into this election.
It's incredible. I haven't seen any and I, you know, getting back to this experience thing, I have seen a lot of elections. I've covered them. I used to abhor covering elections for a while, you know, because it was a drudgery almost. Some of the candidates' debates they're the farthest thing from debates.
Yesterday was pretty exciting. In
well,
the county.
It was a little. It's fun and it's always fun in the county. You've
right.
got characters over there
right.
that you don't have here. But there was some chirping going on here and there. But you know what? We all the candidates afterwards, we posed for a selfie.
Because you're friends with Ryan. And,
well, we're friends with all of them. We got
right.
to be, we're all around at the same events, but no.
And nobody's in this for the wrong reasons either, I
no,
don't think.
No, and we've got,
so,
yeah.
So let me ask you this question.
Yep.
Before we take a break and get into some politics and hopefully some phone calls,
sure.
is now you're seeing this from the other side.
It is, and I got to say it's a little surreal, you know, to see it from the other side because I was always the other guy on the other side with a notebook or a camera. And to see it now, it's hard not to think with that old journalist brain, but I think it does me well to recall who to say it to and how to say it, and it's actually an art in politics to just not shoot your mouth off.
You are a thick-skinned guy, just like I am after doing this for so long.
Life.
And quite frankly, you were knocking on doors, and some of them are like, "Hi, Chris, how are you? Oh, I'm not going to vote for you, but thank you for running." And then some of you are F off, Trudeau-loving, son of a this, whatever.
On the latter, we've had, I'm not going to say it hasn't happened. And it happened early on in the when we were canvassing, I think, in the east end of Belleville or in the East Hill. There was an apartment building with some of these guys and they it was check day and I think they were maybe celebrating and, but the vibe was definitely, decidedly ugly and, I was actually enjoying it because I didn't think they were going to take a poke, but they could have. And, but I mean, for the most part, it's been, you know, this is the thing that really puts wind in my sails is the amazing discourse you have at the doors. And sometimes they have to come pull you away because you're having such a great conversation with a lot of people. And you know what? It's been rewarding in that respect. I'm not just saying that because, you know, I have to or whatever. It really has been informative and rewarding. I mean, it's kind of nice.
According to 338, this riding is a toss-up. Anything could happen on Election Day. And because of that, more important than ever, you need to get out and vote. Voting is on Monday. It starts at, I think, 9 and goes to 9:30 is when the polls close. So please get out and vote.
12 hours, I believe, 9:30 to 9:30.
Oh, maybe 9:30 to 9:30. Yeah. Okay. And even if you're not voting for Chris, even if you're not voting for Ryan, it doesn't matter. Vote. And if you need a ride, call one of the parties. They'll get you to the polling place.
It's a little known factor. It is, you know, we have scores of people who are willing to drive people to the polls. And we've had, for instance, in Wellington, where the town is almost basically split in two because of the construction going on there. They've got one polling place over in Wellington on the lake, which is bizarre. They used to have it at the arena.
Right.
And now they've got it on the other end of town. So one half of town has to do that crazy
drive
the detour. So, you know, we're helping people get around to the polls in that regard. So,
okay. Yeah. We're going to take a break. 10:24. It's our first break of the hour with Chris Millett, the Liberal candidate for the Bay of Quinte riding. 613-969-1545. 1-866-969-1546. We want to hear from you, your questions, your calls, your comments for Liberal candidate Millett. We'll take a break.
Stay connected anytime and any place on earth. CJBQ is live online, powered by Greenbacks Pawn Shop.
Turn your gold and silver into top cash at Greenbacks. It's quick, easy, and local. They specialize in jewelry, coins, bullion, and more. Using up-to-date equipment and market know-how, Greenbacks can give you the best payout for your gold and silver, and they pay extra for diamonds. Selling or pawning? Go to the pros at Greenbacks, your number one pawn shop in Belleville and Trenton.
Listen live with Greenbacks. Visit CJBQ.com. It's that time of year when the sun shines and heat and humidity ruin any chance of a good night's sleep. 800-CJBQ and Crozier Heating want to give you the gift of central air. Listen for your cue to call 613-969-1545. The first five callers instantly qualify to win an energy-efficient Amana central air conditioner, including installation valued at $6,000. Log on to CJBQ.com for full contest details. It's a summer of cool from Crozier Heating, a breath of fresh air for over 25 years, and 800-CJBQ.
All roofs are not created equal. Hi, I'm Terry from Advanced Roofing. We build your roof to last for decades, not 10 to 12 years. That's why Advanced Roofing strives to provide our clients with the newest and most innovative products, along with superior installation practices currently available in today's market. Whether it's steel or shingle, call us for a free quote at 243-1083. Advanced Roofing, Quinte's most trusted name in roofing. That's 243-1083.
The following is a paid political announcement.
The people of the Bay of Quinte are in real need of affordable housing, and Team Carney is going to deliver by getting the government back in the business of building at a scale and scope unseen since the end of the Second World War, cutting red tape and cutting taxes for first-time homebuyers. Together, we will build as many as 500,000 new homes at an affordable cost and do so with plans and materials made right here in Canada and CMHC readily approved. My name is Chris Millett, and I'm running in the Bay of Quinte for Team Carney.
Vote Chris Millett, your federal Liberal candidate, on April 28th. Authorized by the official agent for Chris Millett.
Nah, dang name it, Harold, the sun's frying my eyeballs.
Quit your yapping, Earl. My coffee's hotter than a skillet because of this blasted window. We need blinds pronto.
Blinds? Where are we going to get them? I ain't leaving this chair.
McAdam Windows and Doors, you old coot. They got fancy blinds, blocks the sun, keeps the nosy neighbors out.
McAdams, huh? They better not charge an arm and a leg. I'm already missing a toe.
They're affordable, Earl. Call them up. Get some blinds before we both turn into raisins.
Request a free quote for McAdam Windows and Doors. Quality blinds, happy homes. Online at McAdamWindows.com.
Catch Ted Bradford weekdays at 11. It may sound something like this.
Done this in a while. We're playing crappy flutes. It's a big buildup here. Oh, my God. It's like cats fighting. Here we go. My grade 6 recital. Holy smokes.
Ted Bradford on 800-CJBQ.
It's federal election time, and your vote matters. You're listening to Meet the Candidate on The Lorne Brooker Show on 800-CJBQ.
Welcome back. Our guest is Liberal candidate for Bay of Quinte, Chris Millett, and we want to take your calls today. 613-969-1545, 1-866-969-1546. Two lines open right now, and again, this is an opportunity for you to speak with Chris and for Chris to speak to all of you, and there's thousands of people listening right now, believe it or not, and so this is his biggest audience. Yeah.
Thousands. Not just dairy cows and barns.
No, but thank you for the comment.
Well, there are dairy cows and barns, Leslie.
Right. And by the way, who doesn't love an adorable dairy cow?
You got it.
Lois, good morning. You're on with Chris Millett.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Lois.
I work with you for 23 years.
Aw, Lois Hill.
Yeah.
Hi, Lois.
And I wanted to tell the public how kind you were to me, all you editorial guys. When I had to move, I was a single parent with two kids. And Addie Ross and you guys got together and moved me out of my condo when the interest rate went up to 17% and moved me to the apartment building on Centennial.
Yeah.
And all I had to do
was buy a case of beer?
Yeah. And pizza.
Yeah.
Beer and pizza, that's the international food of moving.
Yeah.
Lois, it's so nice that you called today. Thank you very much. And you get support from Lois.
No, it's good to hear from Lois.
Yeah. Mark, good morning. You're on CJBQ.
Good morning. Lauren and candidate Millett. I've already voted for you, just to let you know, because I'm for Mark Carney.
This is not a plant, by the way.
What would your party do to address these shortfalls at Canada Post? I mean, I'll just speak from... I think we need to modernize ourselves, go to 2 or 3 day deliveries per week at the most. And since March 1st, my wife and I have received 4 real mailings. I'm not counting the flyers and the stuff from Kojiko trying to get us to sign up for something. Anyway, I'll let you answer that question now.
Yeah, all right, Mark, thanks for the call. Canada Post.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Good question. It's shortly after the election began and we had our riding office headquarters, which is down on Dundas Street, East 66 Dundas East. It's right between Dairy Queen and Myers Creek Brewery, so it's handy. I took a
frozen float.
And a pint. But I took a couple of the guys into Myers Creek for a pint and who were working on our signs that day. And a gal sitting nearby saw that, you know, we had liberal buttons on or whatever. And she said, are you with the campaign? And I said, well, I'm the candidate. And she asked me, she says, what's your view on Canada Post? And I gathered that from our quick conversation, she may have been a postie. She may have, you know, been a worker in the post office. Regardless, I went over and sat down and had a chat with her. And exactly what I told her that day, I said, listen, I believe that any civilized country has to have a national postal service. I don't care what form it takes, but, you know, we must have a national postal service. Anybody who calls for the privatization of our postal service, turning it over to one of the courier companies or anything like that, privatizing it, that's not on in my book. Do we need to revamp Canada Post in some way, shape, or form? Absolutely, because we've found that the you know, it's just a big cumbersome beast, and the business model I think is decades old from
should point out that Canada Post owns Purolator, so they're already in the private system.
But I mean, to make it completely Purolator, we do need Canada Post. We need a national postal service, plain and simple. Does it need fixing? Absolutely. Will a Mark Carney government address that? Absolutely.
One of the other discussions is the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. And the Conservatives, you know, not exactly sure what they're going to do with it, but the...
I'm sure. The party leader has been quite clear. Now, this is where the party leader and his candidate here, Ryan Williams, has seemed to be divergent. Ryan is insisting, no, they just want to fix it. Pierre Poilievre is saying, defund the sucker, make them have to compete for, you know, private advertising, everybody else. Mark Carney, government, has already announced, we're going to invest $150 million into it, but insist on a reworking and a teardown of the business model so that we don't, you know, this is what got headlines, was the executives getting them giant bonuses. Fair enough. But you show me, again, just as I mentioned on Postal Services, a country that doesn't have a national broadcaster, and I'll show you a banana republic.
But I will
we
tell you...
We spend... Just let me make this point. We spend on our public broadcaster just a little more than Portugal and less than Italy, and we're 18th in the world in developed countries at funding our national broadcaster.
So I don't disagree with you. I believe we need a public broadcaster, and I believe the TV situation is a little different than the radio situation, but I will also say that our public broadcaster, in this opinion, has to start to relate to Canadians more. It has to be a little less esoteric and a little more mainstream. And I think certainly if you're going to allow, just like the post office, it needs to change. And we need to change broadcasting in general in this country, right? We have to start thinking about Canadian content regulations. We need to think about... It's an open world, and we need to, just like we're talking about opening up our provinces, we need to open up broadcasting. The idea that we need a Food Network Canada or that we need, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree. But here's the thing, and what we forget, and we're in this band of Southern Ontario, which is the most developed, the most progressive, the most switched on in pretty well all of Canada. This is not reality for the rest of Canada. We're not in Estevan, Saskatchewan, where the nearest media outlet is, well, of course, on your internet. But, I mean, the CBC, the local CBC affiliate and that sort of thing, in these little places in the far north in Ontario, that is their connection with the rest of Canada.
Right. I'm not suggesting
that
they get rid of it.
Vitally, well, you privatize it. I worked for a newspaper that was sold, bought and sold 5 times. You take away the Morton family running this radio station, corporatize it, you see how quickly this place starts changing.
No, well, yeah,
could even
clearly
be shut down. That's my point. When you start privatizing national broadcasters like that, all of a sudden they're going, why have we got a little transmitter in Moose Creek or whatever, you know? Because it broadcasts to maybe 230 people over a span of about 500 kilometers, that business model is not in any corporate boardroom supportable. But is it vitally important to our national fabric? Yes.
All right, lots of things to get to. 613-969-1545, 1-866-969-1546. The Conservatives are releasing or tabling their platform.
Today.
The Liberals tabled their platform just after the debates. Does any of that platform, does the Conservative platform, does the NDP platform mean anything? Because isn't it true that this election is only down to one question? And the question is, and maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think I am.
It's leadership. Say the L word, Lauren.
The question is, who is going to lead this country against what's happening globally and certainly south of the border?
It's all we're hearing at the doors.
Which is ironic, because that's not what the other candidates are saying.
Well, I'm telling you what we're hearing.
I believe you. I'm just saying it's interesting.
It's interesting because maybe they're not confident in their leader. I'm not saying it because we're told to say, you know, Team Carney, even though Team Carney, we're all in. This guy is, he's galvanizing people with confidence, and it's come down to an issue. Who do you trust to deal with Donald Trump? And we're not cooking up this thing as a catchy slogan, although we could talk about slogans, but, you know, wax your back and all those other slogans.
Okay.
But, no, it seriously does come down to serious leadership. And it's who's trustworthy, who's trusted to stand up to Donald Trump. Plain and simple.
But what about issues in this country?
Issues are asked about at the door. I mean, I'm not saying that when we go to Trump, we're not hearing about veterans affairs issues. If we go to the county, we're not hearing about affordability. Overall, I would say 8 or 9 to 1, it comes down to leadership. And that just seems to be where it is. I'm not cooking those numbers to give you something because it fits our narrative. That's exactly what we're hearing at the door.
Cliff, you're on with Chris Millett.
Hello, Chris.
Good morning, Cliff.
I'm a resident of East Hill, and I have appreciated you being our council member on a number of occasions that I've had to give you a call to clarify some things.
Yep.
And also, I would like to say that you council and the mayor who took on the question of our homeless people and the them being at the church then providing some leadership that have really I think has certainly not going to answer the problem of mental health, but at least you've taken a position and put money into it, and I think that was really, really good, because a couple of years ago I phoned our member then, Todd Smith, and asked him about what the province was doing, and he was saying, well, in fact, we were waiting for the city to take a position. I phoned Ryan's office, he said, well, we don't really, that's not a federal matter, but you and council and the mayor have taken a position, and it's much appreciated, and I think it's a good one.
Thanks, Cliff. Well, just to I appreciate that, and to further on that in that vein, as you know, as we've said until we're blue in the face, health matters and addictions and housing actually is a provincial matter. To slough it off and say, you know, the municipality has to find solutions. The municipality's job is to make sure the roads are plowed, your water is safe, your sewage works, on and on and on. Your police are policing the streets. You know, now we have to deal with social issues and as addictions, mental health issues. Somebody had to pick up the ball and force the hands of these senior governments. Our council and Neil Ellis did that. We took a lot of flack. We took some internal flack. I'm going to tell you, there are people in our room that thought this is a bad idea to go down this road. But declaring that state of emergency has forced the hand of the provincial government. And we've gotten funding. I checked with I'm the chair of the Community and Human Services Committee for Hastings County. And that deals with social services, and we have this homelessness file on our file as well. And I can tell you that the federal government, has given the city $1.3 million to apply towards some of the issues or getting the hub up and running, even though it isn't a federal mandate to deal with that. So yeah, it's something going forward that if I am elected, I will keep pushing the federal government to make sure that a good portion of our funding that is going to the provinces, and we give the federal health care funding to the provinces, make sure that it's earmarked for these things. We've got to insist that the provincial governments are addressing mental health and addictions in a meaningful way, because
the reality is, though, that the people, they don't know which level of government deals with which.
No.
And they want action. And the reality is that dealing with housing, homelessness, mental health is a multi-government level. It doesn't matter. All three levels of government have to work together.
And the rubber hits the road here at the municipal level, because we're the people that have to answer the downtown merchants who have these people sleeping in their doorways. So, yeah, it does land on our lap. But we can't do it alone. And, you know, I think we've got a good workable solution here. And I'll be just so proud to advocate at a higher level of government on behalf of the efforts that we started while I was, on that ground level at City Hall. You know, this issue, and just if I can say one more thing, I want to give my heartfelt kudos to the congregation of Bridge Street United. They've started coming back to the church. There's a big banner out front, I think, if everybody can see it, and it says, welcome back, or welcome, I think it just says. That congregation stood up doing what a Christian church should, despite the fact that everybody was decrying the you know, the state of that area. Oh, it's shameless that they're filthy, they're dirtying up the area. That church did what a Christian church should do, and they did their duty, you know, as a congregation for 2 years. Most of the members of the congregation moved away. They went to other churches for their services. They're coming back, and they should be proud of the work that that congregation did. So my hats are off to the congregation of Bridge Street United, for one.
613-969-1545, 1-866-969-1546 is the number to call. Your questions, your comments for Bay of Quinte Liberal candidate Chris Millett. We'll take a break. It's 10:44.
It's the talk of the town. It's Lauren Brooker on 800-CJBQ.
There's just one place to go for new and good used appliances. Smitty's Appliances has the best price and selection. After the sale, Smitty says it's service that's important. Smitty has been servicing the Quinte area for 50 years. That speaks for itself. There's a big inventory of new and used appliances available for same-day delivery at Smitty's Appliances, River Road, Corbyville.
Big changes and even bigger smiles are happening at You Make Me Smile Dental Center. We're bringing the complete periodontic care to our practice, from preventing and treating gum disease, gum bleeding, to even advanced care like gum grafting. Periodontic care at You Make Me Smile Dental Center will help keep your gums healthy and your smile strong. Learn more today at You Make Me Smile Dental Center. When you smile,
we all smile.
You make me smile.
The following is a paid political message.
I'm Tracy Sweeney Shank, your Liberal candidate in Hastings, Lennox and Addington, Tyendinaga. Canada needs a Prime Minister who's steady, informed, and experienced in global economics. That's the leadership we need to take on Trump's tariffs and keep Canada strong. As a certified financial planner, I've spent decades helping families plan for the future. I know how to lead through uncertainty, and I'm proud to stand with Mark Carney and the Liberal team to do just that. Vote Tracy Sweeney Shank so we can move forward together.
Authorized by the official agent for Tracy Sweeney Shank.
I'm Tim from Weaver Family Funeral Homes. The most rewarding part of our job is being able to help families through probably the toughest time in their life. We create meaningful ways for them to celebrate their loved ones, whether that be through a celebration of life off-site to a celebration of life on our premises to remember their loved one. Celebrating life your way for 80 years. Visit WeaverFuneralHomes.com.
Weaver Family Funeral Homes.
Let's talk about your lawn, your garden, your patio. Hi, I'm Carson Arthur, host of Take It Outside on 800-CJBQ. Every Saturday morning, I answer your lawn and garden questions live on air. So let's take it outside.
Take It Outside with Carson Arthur is made possible by Sprouts Landscape Supply, Deerhaven Farm and Garden, Condon Nurseries, Competition Motors, Mary Lou Frost of Exit Realty, County Arborists, Irwin Cabinet Works, and Willalee Sod Farms.
Take It Outside every Saturday morning from 8 to 10 only on 800-CJBQ.
Make your house shine from top to bottom without lifting a finger. Call Quinte Power Wash. They expertly wash homes and commercial properties with high-pressure cleaning for surfaces like concrete and stone, and low-pressure cleaning for things like vinyl, stucco, and wood. Quinte Power Wash even washes your trailer, boat dock, pool deck, fences, outdoor furniture, and more. Ask about their complete house washing package. For a free quote, visit QuintePowerWash.com or call 613-919-4410.
Have you downloaded the app yet? It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Sports, talk, and music with you everywhere. 800-CJBQ.
It's federal election time, and your vote matters. You're listening to Meet the Candidate on The Lauren Brooker Show on 800-CJBQ.
Chris Millett in studio. Still time to get your questions in. 613-969-1545, 1-866-969-1546. Let's talk about an important issue to... there's two issues I want to get to.
Pineapple on pizza? No.
It was invented in Canada.
I know.
It's a Canadian thing. You got to speak into the mic first.
It's horrible. It's horrible. Right. I'm not used to sitting in Ross's chair.
Well, we're getting you for TV.
Yes, yes.
You keep moving over.
All right, all right.
The first is obviously the Bay of Quinte riding is home to Canada's largest Air Force base, a hugely important part of our geography, our largest employer. And some people would say that the Liberals have been not as generous as other parties to our military. This is a hugely important time for the Canadian military to be as good as it's ever been. They need to hire at least 10,000 new members. They need to have as updated equipment as possible, and we need to protect the North. So what would the Carney Liberals do to shore up Canadian forces?
Well, we're investing heavily in the military. We want to rearm our armed forces. As you know, we've already invested heavily in aircraft. CFP Trenton has a multi-pronged plan of expansion in place. We need to see that sort of hyper-extended. We need to get that going ASAP. I work at CFP Trenton part-time. You know some people do, but I'm a part-time commissioner. I work at the air terminal. I talk to the corporals, the sergeants, some of the non-commissioned NCOs over there. I understand the needs they need. We have housing needs there that we are going to ramp up fast. We have probably, I think, on the books that I've seen, 70 to 80 new units. And plus, we need to address the issue of the housing for the junior ranks. They're still living in the shacks, as they call them. That's one of the old H buildings on the base. They were built in the 30s.
So should anybody believe you? Because it hasn't been done. And there is plenty of time to get this done. And some people might say, because we haven't had this question, so I'll be the person asking it.
Oh, no, fair enough. Yeah.
How come, it's been 10 years of liberal government. How come, we don't have a new jet? How come we... how come it's taken so long to get our Navy together again?
Yeah. No,
the Liberals have had the opportunity.
Yeah. And all I can say, because I'm a new candidate, I'm not from the old Liberal Party. I wasn't making policy then. All I can tell you is what Mark Carney is promising to do now. Listen, this is a guy who's not, showing off an old house and calling it a new house. He's not putting a couple of new boards on the fence and painting the front door and calling it a new house. This is a guy who's starting from, square one, and he's going to get things done. He's going to...
How do you start from square one if I hate the line of, the party is still, Trudeau's. Well, clearly the party was still Trudeau's. He was prime minister for 9 days. But the majority of the people that are elected who are in cabinet now, who probably will, some of them will still be in cabinet, have been there for quite a long time. So how do you say it's brand new when you have all those old people?
He's got half the cabinet. He's got half the cabinet that the former leader had, Justin Trudeau had. He's got a leaner machine, but he's also said, okay, that didn't work, this didn't work, that didn't work. I'll use, we're going back to the armed forces, recruiting. They had a bunch of ideas that, okay, let's loosen up dress and deportment.
Beards, all that
beards,
kind of stuff.
Longer hair, tattoos, that sort of thing, thinking that that was going to free up recruitment. Here's a novel idea. How about you pay them a decent wage?
Right.
And that's what we're planning to do.
Okay. I want to get a phone call in before your 90 seconds.
Yep.
Jackie, good morning.
Good morning. I was just wondering, what do you call affordable housing? So you take a couple in our community, they're both working full-time, maybe one at a grocery store making $18 an hour, the other one maybe making $20, $25 an hour. So what do you call affordable to that company?
Okay, that's a great question. And I think, the standard formula has always been 30%, I believe, of your household income should go to rent. We're hearing stories well north of that. Hopefully, anywhere from $1,200 to $1,300 for a two-bedroom apartment, if you're renting, is as you mentioned, a two-family income like that, it should be affordable. But the fact of the matter is food prices have gone through the roof, insurance for vehicles, that sort of thing. All of those variables are making that kind of affordability harder to handle for young couples, especially, or even older couples.
Is this not why, though, you're seeing a complete flip in voting demographics where people who are young are tired of the fact that everything's so expensive and are blaming it on the Trudeau government?
It's easy,
and people
to blame, it's easy to blame it on the government in place.
The government in place.
We have global inflation. This is not a Canada problem. It goes. You've been in the States. You're a traveler.
I understand.
What are you paying for a dozen eggs in the States?
Right.
My point is to try and pin this and to try and make political hay.
Okay,
out of
so
it,
let me rephrase the question because we got to get to your time.
Okay,
is Mark Carney the guy that is going to make butter and eggs cheaper here than somebody else?
Mark Carney is going to improve our economy, 100%. Yes, he is.
Okay, remember those lines.
Oh, hey, you can have me back here in 4 years and pin me to the wall if I'm wrong.
No, you're a former rugby player. I don't want my ass kicked, even if you are way older than I am. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Millett now has 90 seconds to tell us why he should be the Member of Parliament for Bay of Quinte.
Well, thanks, Lauren, and thanks, everybody, for having me on. And I'm telling you that a Carney government is not your former Liberal government. We are promising to bring a new era of prosperity to Canada. Mr. Carney's got an affordable plan. It's Canada Strong. It's a priced out plan. We've released it on the weekend. It's benefits across where required. It's supports for people affected by tariffs from the U.S. But most importantly, it's confidence in our leader, and that's why I'm in this race. You know, it comes down to a question of who you trust to lead you over the next 4 years. Because let's face it, we've got to deal with four more years of President Donald Trump and his party coming up with everything and anything they can throw at us. It comes down to at the door, and I say to people, okay, who do you trust? Do you trust Pierre Poilievre or do you trust Mark Carney? You know, Pierre Poilievre has voted against affordable housing, $10 a day daycare, on and on and on. PharmaCare, National School Food Program. So, you know, it comes down to an issue of trust. I trust Mark Carney. That's why I'm in it. Plain and simple, I'm in this race just because I trust Mark Carney. I do not trust Pierre Poilievre to lead this country for 4 years. And that's why I'm asking for your vote on April 28th.
Oh, there you go. You can hear the alarm.
Look at that.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah, it is nice.
Ted wrote it.
Ted.
he gets huge royalty checks.
No, that's it. And again, you asked me off the top, Lauren. I never thought I would be in party politics. And I'm not a politician.
Right. And because you're not, you realize you were still talking, even though it's not your time anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
That's okay.
Is this the time when I say thanks and
yes.
Where's the door?
You say where's the door, and I say if somebody wants to find out more about your campaign, how do they do so?
Well, our office is at 66 Dundas Street East here in Belleville, and our email address is chrismillett4quinte.ca. And our phone number is 613-243-0617.
Chris Millett, Liberal candidate, Bay of Quinte, thank you very much for your time and good luck. Don't forget, Election Day is on Monday. Get out and vote. We don't care who you vote for. Well, Chris does, but I don't care
I do.
Who you vote for. And I just want you to get out and vote. And it looks like we're going to have an incredible turnout. So keep it up, folks. And we'll have full election coverage for you right here on 800 CJBQ beginning at 9 o'clock. And we're looking forward to our post-election broadcast on the 29th, myself and Ross McDougall and guests as well. Thank you very much to everybody joining us on our show today. Of course, our news director, Tim Durkin, our producer, Ted Bradford, as always, wonderful work. Tomorrow on the show, we'll talk about jury selection for this former World Junior Hockey Player sex assault trial. Lawyer Mel will join us, plus the director of education for the public school.